Liver was good to eat. Rice is all right, I reckon, but I never did like it as well as liver.
Like liver. Mm-hmm.
I like good hog liver. Mm-hmm. How would you cook the liver? Would you grind it up, make some kind of pudding, or just fry it? Mm-hmm. Or what? And you could slice it and fry it, and just chop it up and make a kind of hash out of it. It's the way I like to put onions and stuff in it.
Let's see.
Did people around here ever take the hog intestines and clean them out and cook them? They used to way back then.
I never did.
But they quit that good many years before we quit growing hogs. What do you call that? All that chitlin.
Yeah.
Chitlin.
Did you ever eat any chitlins?
I'll eat some chitlins.
Mm-hmm.
My daddy used to have to, when he first started out, his brother always, he had to have some chitlins, baby. Mm-hmm. They finally quit food with them.
Yeah.
People tell me they didn't smell good when they were cooking.
Oh, they don't smell.
When they done them, they'd soak them in water with salt or something so long, and then they'd peel out. You can peel out that inside part, and then cook the other. They'd taste pretty good, but as far as thinking about what they was, it'd keep them from tasting real good. What time would you call it when it was time to feed all your stock?
Now then?
Say, what time would you call it when it was time to feed your stock?
Feed your stock?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, feeding time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Feeding time.
We'll see.
Did you ever hear your daddy, or did you ever call to your cows when you wanted to get them to come up from the pasture?
Oh yeah, we'd call them,
whoo, whoo, whoo.
You get them trained and they know what you're going to feed, but here they come.
Mm-hmm. Would you say the same thing to a calf?
Oh, it's okay.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about, would you say anything to your horses?
Yeah. A lot of folks whistle to them. I have a good whistle.
Uh-huh.
I always say, whoop, whoop, whoop.
I heard your daddy say that too.
Is that right? Let's see.
What about if you were plowing with your mules and you wanted to get them to turn left or right?
If you don't turn to right, you turn to G.
Mm-hmm.
Haw to the left. Mm-hmm. On and stop, whoa.
Right.
You ready to go get up?
Let's see.
Mr.
Lofty,
that's his brother.
Come here! Here.
How
you doing?
Well.
Is the man gonna run?
Yep. I don't
know the cat. I'll tell you his name, because I don't need to catch it, he told me, but I can't hear nothing.
Oh,
we're getting the history here.
Well,
I'm
a
minister. You
can
only
have his chair. I don't know this, all right. I've just been up there calf-feeding.
Yeah, you was telling me some animal calls.
I thought I heard. That's all right, just go ahead.
Okay, we'll just go for a few more minutes. You,
that's all right, I just drive up the road here and just drop down.
Okay. How would you call your pigs to get them to come to you?
But if it's just pigs around close to tiggy, they'd soon come.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you say anything to them to scatter them?
To scatter them,
huh?
Sure.
Sure. What about if you wanted to get your chickens to come to you?
So I was doing corn, you wouldn't have to come.
Can you say anything to scatter them?
Shoo!
Mm-hmm. They got rid of it.